Good morning. It's Friday, May 7th. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. This morning, counties across Oregon are no longer in the extreme risk category. 15 counties, including Multnomah, Clackamas, and Marion, have been moved back into high risk. This comes after a week of severe COVID restrictions on businesses like restaurants and gyms. They'll now be able to open up to 25% indoor capacity. The governor's next risk level assessment is scheduled for Tuesday. All Tigard police officers will now be equipped with body cameras. The upgrade also includes new dashboard and backseat cameras. All footage captured will be saved to a secure server. It'll cost the city about $4 million to get everyone on the force equipped. Last night, FBI agents arrested a suspect they say held five bank employees hostage for most of the day in Minneapolis. Investigators say 35-year-old Ray Rico McNary was upset about a transaction and was scheduled to be in court for a violent offense during that standoff with law enforcement. A sixth-grade girl in Idaho is accused of shooting and injuring two students and a custodian at her school. The victims are all expected to be okay. Classes have been canceled across the school district today, but counselors will be available for students and staff. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed off on a new voting law that critics say suppresses voting rights. Experts say it places limits on mail-in voting and hours for voting drop boxes. It also requires identification for registering to vote by mail. Georgia passed a similar bill in March. Keep your eye on the skies over the weekend. A 100-foot Chinese rocket weighing about 23 tons is falling back into orbit. Experts aren't sure about where exactly the debris will land. They say there's a good chance it could fall into the ocean, or it could potentially burn up in the atmosphere upon re-entry. Hey, before you watch the Thorns play Gotham FC for the Challenge Cup on Coin 6 Saturday morning, be sure to check out the latest episode of Six Questions. You'll hear Thorns head coach Mark Parsons talk about falling in love with Portland, why the atmosphere at Providence Park is so amazing, and what he eats after a big win. You can find it on the Coin Podcast Network on coin.com or download and listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. Talk to you Monday.